So our response at the end of the gospel is praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, right? Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. And the prophet Jeremiah, he's prophesying about the coming of the Messiah. And it says, this is the name they shall give him, the Lord our justice. And then we hear about the prophet saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel. Well, they didn't name him the Lord our justice, so they didn't name him Emmanuel. What did they name him? They named him Jesus, okay? So we have all these names going on, and obviously, the Lord our justice, praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, right? Jesus, you know, is one of his many names. And what does Jesus mean? Jesus means God saves. God saves. What is, you know, Lord, Master, King? What is Messiah, Christ, the Anointed One? There's an argument. It's not even an argument. It's just a fact that to be called Christ is to be called King. So Jesus Christ, Jesus the King. So Jesus the Lord, Jesus the King, Jesus the Savior. His name will be Emmanuel, which means God is with us. You know, names are important, especially in the Bible. They mean something. And I was thinking about names this morning, and we have Joseph, and Joseph essentially means that God will add, or he will add. And Mary, and I was surprised because I don't know that I've ever looked up what is the meaning of the name Mary. And so I was a little bit surprised. It comes from, which I knew, from the Hebrew Miriam. That's the source of it. And what Miriam means, bitter, okay? Something bitter. And but Mary is like Latinized and Greekized, and Mar means sea, okay? This is why Mary sometimes called Star of the Sea, okay? And so names, Jesus' name, praise to you, right? Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus saves. God saves. He is our King. And his life is prophesied. His life is prophesied that he will be the Lord of justice, that he will be born of a virgin. And now we see these events of his birth being kind of moving to front and center in this Advent season. I hope I've made this kind of transition between really the two periods of Advent. We have the period of Advent, the first couple weeks, where we're anticipating the end of the world and the second coming. And now we have the second part of Advent, where we turn our attention to preparing for the birth of Jesus and reading these prophecies about the birth of Jesus, who is also Emmanuel, God with us, who is God saves, who is the Lord of justice. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.